And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 2nd of March, 2015. The novelist John Irving, born on this day in Exeter, New Hampshire, 1942, whose first big successful novel was The World According to Garp, came out in 1978. It's the birthday of Theodore Geisel, Springfield, Massachusetts, 1904, who wrote under the name Dr. Seuss. His first book for children, 1937, and To Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street. In 1955, an educator asked Dr. Seuss if he'd write a book to help children learn how to read and gave him a list of 300 words that most first graders know, and he had to write the book using only those words. And that was the book that would become The Cat in the Hat. It uses only 220 different words. Later, Seuss's publisher bet him $50 that he couldn't write a book using only 50 different words, and Seuss won the bet with his book Green Eggs and Ham. It's the birthday of the journalist and novelist Tom Wolfe, born in Richmond, Virginia, 1931, author of The Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test, The Right Stuff, and many other books. He got a Ph.D. at Yale, but decided to go into newspaper reporting. And then during a newspaper strike in New York City, when he lost his job at the paper he worked for, he decided to pitch an idea to Esquire magazine for a story about the hot rod car culture around Southern California. He had a hard time trying to write the piece, finally just turned in his notes, and Esquire published the notes. And that was The Candy-Colored Tangerine Flake Streamlined Baby. Came out in 1965. Tom Wolfe wrote an essay a few years ago arguing that the newspaper industry would stand a much better chance of survival if editors encouraged reporters to provide the emotional reality of the news rather than just the facts. He said there are four technical devices needed to get to the emotional core of the story, devices that are used in fiction. And those devices are, one, constructing scenes, two, dialogue, lots of it, three, carefully noting social status details, everything from dress and furniture to the infinite status clues of speech, how one talks to superiors or inferiors, and four, point of view, in the Henry James sense of putting the reader inside the mind of someone other than the writer. Those, said Tom Wolfe, are the devices that give fiction its absorbing or gripping quality, that make the reader feel present in the scene described and even inside the skin of a particular character. Here's a poem for today by Jane Hirschfield, Three Mornings. In Istanbul, my ears, three mornings, heard the early call to prayer. At fuller light, heard birds, then water birds and tree birds, birds of migration. Like three knowledges, I heard them, incomprehension, sweetened distance, longing. When the body dies, where will they go, those migrant birds and prayer calls, as heat from sheets when taken from a dryer? With voices of the ones I loved, great loves and small loves, train wheels, crickets, clock ticks, thunder. Where will they, when, in fragrant, tumbled heat, they also leave? Three Mornings, a poem by Jane Hirschfield from The Beauty, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. And by LegalZoom, for over 10 years providing legal solutions for business owners, families, and individuals, including incorporation, LLCs, wills, and living trusts. LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.